You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do you approach successful professional people? Now, I'll be honest, that's actually my specialty. I recruited a lot of financial planners, realtors, investors. I've done just a lot of business owners, restaurant owners. Like, that was actually my specialty. And I loved, because to me, it just made sense. It made sense for me to, when I was in foreclosure, dead broke, to recruit up. Now, most people, they when they join a network marketing company, they think, okay, who really needs to make some money? And they look down, right? Who's worse off than I am? Well, you know what? My brother-in-law, he's broke and living on the couch. Let me prospect him because he really needs this. That wouldn't be my first choice, because most people that are in that space aren't hungry. They're needy, but not hungry. And so that's nothing again. I mean, hey, I was dead broke. At one point, I lived on my buddy's couch. At one point, I was on WIC checks and food stamps, right? Actually, technically, I never had food stamps. I just WIC checks. So just full disclosure here. Not that, is that different, right? I'm way too proud to have, no, I'm not too proud. I don't think I knew how to get them, but I knew how to get WIC checks. And so, no judgment, but most of the people that are really down on their luck are needy, not hungry. Hungry means I'm willing to put in the work to go get what I want, okay? It's very different than needy. I really need money versus, man, I'm really hungry. Teach me, coach. Put me in, coach. Show me the way. Show me how to go get what I want in my life. That's different. Hungry is different than needy, okay? And so when it comes to approaching successful professional people, number one and number two rule, and they're so close together, which one's... Actually, they're really similar. I'm just going to lump them together, right? So I'm going to concatenate them, right? Concatenate, yeah. Concatenate, put together, truncate, pull apart. Concatenate them, right? Fancy word of the day. And so don't hype them and be straightforward. Number one rule, if you're going to approach successful professional people. Now, I just want to make you aware that because they're successful and professional, they've been approached before. And they've probably been approached with hype and with people not being straightforward with them. I would be very straightforward with them, or I was really straightforward with them. So I would just say things like, hey, listen, I look up to you. I respect you. I know that you're successful in your business, and I know that you're a very connected person. And again, I really respect you. Listen, I'm doing this side project, and I have no idea. Literally no idea if it's a fit for you or not, but I would love to show it to you if you're open to it. If you're not even open to it, take a look. I totally understand. I get it. But I respect you. I would love to share it with you if you'd like. And if you're open to taking a look, let me share it with you. Okay. And so notice all the different elements of my language. Okay. I'm seeing if they're open. I'm giving them an out, which is a rule of all prospecting. You should never prospect anyone through Facebook, LinkedIn, Messenger, text, face-to-face, anything, and not see if they're open, give them an out, okay? Just don't do it. Don't do it. All prospecting should include that. Now, with a successful professional person, I did throw in that I really respect them. I'd love to get your take on something. You could say that. That's a sign of respect. Giving them the out is so powerful. Hey, I have no idea if this is a fit for you or not. If you're open to it, great. If not, I totally understand. Okay? So being straightforward with them. And what else did I do? I didn't say, hey, you got the money. You should join my business. Right? That's just dumb. Yeah, just because they have the money, they should give you money? No. That will get you disqualified faster than almost anything. And I've had people come to me. Hey, man, you can afford it. Buy one of my Fast Start kits. Even if I wanted your Fast Start kit, I will never buy from you. If that's your approach, the, hey, you got enough, so give me some, I'll never buy from you, ever, right? Same thing with charity. If a charity approaches me that way, says, hey, you got plenty of money, you should give us some over here, help out, blah, 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 That is the wrong way to approach people, man. That's the wrong way. Don't like it. Now, you come to me and say, hey, here's our cause and here's what we're doing. Hey, if you're game to, you know, play with us and donate, that's awesome. And if not, you know, we understand. And, you know, if you know anyone that, like, you approach me that way, I will look at your thing, right? And don't, I'm not saying look at your MLM. Please don't hit me with a whole bunch of MLM bitches, right? But, don't, hey, you're successful. You can afford, you know, what's $400 to you? Just buy the Fast Start kit. Terrible, terrible approach. Terrible. You're now on a list of people they never want to see again. I'm just letting you know. And no one's telling you this stuff because they're not going to say it. They're going to say, oh, no, thanks. And in their head, they're like, you're now dead to me. I'm just telling you. And I know some of you have done this. You don't have to admit it. Don't raise your hand, right? But straightforward. Are you open? Give them an out. And notice what else I did. I pushed them to have a look, not join. I didn't go to them and say, hey, man, I'd love for you to join my team. Hey, I'd love for you to buy my product. No, they're not ready to join any team or buy any product. They don't know anything about it. And so sell the thing that sells the thing. So push them to a presentation, push them to a video, to a magazine, to an article, push them to whatever sales tool that you have. Okay. Don't push them to purchase. Don't push them to join. Sell the thing that sells the thing. So if you have a video that does an overview, sell them on the idea of watching the video. And the video will do the work for you. The video will tell them if it's a fit or not. And so those would be some of my suggestions around approaching successful professional people.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.